This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Energy Stoners Cafe. And I'm really happy to have some excellent guests tonight. I haven't spoken to them officially on the show yet, but they are embarking upon, I think it's a film project you're working on, and it's called Stages of Love. The name of the company that they have is called, is it Vision Artist Inc., right?
Vision Artist Company.
And Vision Artist Company. Okay. Now the guests, I have two guests on and their voices are both very similar, you know, so I'm going to have to really listen hard. Ashley Antonia Lopez and Camille Elvery. Yes. And they work together and they're working on a project that is launching. It feels like it's launching out like an appropriate pace. Tell the audience, and I don't know if you want to just have the conversation, the two of you, but tell the audience what Stages of Love is all about.
Thanks so much, Toni, for this amazing opportunity to talk about our company and our film.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, and I thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ashley and I, we're best friends, which is, it's always great to be able to work with your best friend. Because, you know, we love the arts together. As an actress, you know, Ashley has amazing insight into, you know, emotional vulnerability. And like, I just love her as a person and as an actress, like I'm her biggest fan. And so as an artist myself, I paint and I'm a poet and I'm a writer. And so we wanted to come together and basically, you know, create a company in a space where artists like us could feel comfortable diving deeper into our craft and, you know, to have a safe space to share that and to share all of our experiences and all of our projects, our monologues, our work, and any kind of artistic fashion. And so I'll let Ashley explain what Stages of Love is, but I just wanted to give that intro.
Oh, thank you for that. It sounds like you're talking about an artistic hybrid. It tends to be a trend right now because of what's going on with the pandemic, and a lot of artists have reinvented themselves. But you were on this track before the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is correct, because Camille is very much a visual. She's a painter. Also, she's a poet and a writer. And then me, I'm a mover, I'm an actor, so, and I really love immersive theater, the concept of going back to Shakespearean times, even Athens, you know, Greek times, where the audience are interactive again, you know, they're not being passive. So that was always the beginning. This, we thought about this idea of August 2019, before the whole pandemic happened.
Yes.
But yes, to answer your question, Stages of Love, what is that? So my identity is, I'm born in America and I'm Dominican. That's my background. Camille, she's also American born and she's Jamaican. So our identity of being women of color is part of us. So we're like, we really haven't seen a whole depiction of what is love from a woman of color perspective without a white savior.
Really, now that's deep.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that love actually had a color to it, but I can appreciate that. Trust me, I can.
Yeah, and so many movies, you know, and especially like love movies, you know, we don't see anymore, you know, a lot about Black love or, you know, love amongst different cultures. And, you know, even if we do, they're, you know, not necessarily in the limelight. And so what we wanted to do was create a platform, speaking on Envision Artist Company, Inc., Stages of Love felt like our first project to initially, you know, highlight and give exposure to actors and actresses of color, specifically Black and Latinx, you know, backgrounds. We really wanted to give them that spotlight because, you know, they're more local. We felt closer to them personally as artists, you know, starting out, you know, having experience and having valid experience, but, you know, still not in a Hollywood limelight necessarily. So, you know, we've created virtual open creative nights to, you know, continue and extend our platform for artists to join and be part of a community that wants to hear their stories, that can attest to those stories and feel like, oh, I can relate to this person. You know, this person kind of looks like me. This person is from my neighborhood, you know, and, you know, wow, if they're doing this, then this is motivating me to, you know, dive deeper into my craft, whatever that may be. But, you know, we really want to uplift artists of color, especially, you know, in times like these and just in general, because, you know, the arts is, it's a field that, you know, we feel like it doesn't get as much attention because there's so many other things taking up our time. And so, but when we're diving into the arts, you know, I feel like it's always been a place where you can, or for me, I'll speak for myself, like when I can just dive into another world and feel important.
Right.
And to just share what I've done with other people who feel like things that they're doing are important, no matter how many people are seeing it. But just as a statement, like I was here. And so Stages of Love, you know, we wanted to extend our platform into a film, you know, so something that we can share, showing other, you know, Black bodies and bodies of color, and especially like women. I think we have an all women cast with the exception of one man, right, Ashley?
That's correct. And specifically, it's a Black man.
So is your film going to be a short film, or is it going to be like a full-length film, hour and a half?
To be completely honest, it's going to depend on the amount of footage we have. So if it adds up to 45 minutes, of course, it'll be a feature. If the whole length is actually 30 or maybe 20, that we feel like that completes the story, then it'll be a short film. I don't want to limit us right now.
So how are you presenting? I'm curious as to whether Envision Artists has a brick and mortar venue, or will it be 100% online or virtual?
So we found a place that's called Binge Wave, you know, giving some, you know, shout out promotion, you know, Binge Wave. They allow live screening. So for us, it'll be free. They just do a $1 charge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a live screening. And then we're also in the lookout of finding where it can live on video on demand, where people can see it and buy it and have it in their video film, you know, library.
You can purchase it. That sounds really interesting. I like that idea.
A really big part of, you know, us starting this company, we want it to be nonprofit based, even though we are a corporation. And so majority of our profit, I will say, Ashley and I, we have been fundraising for Stages of Love. And a big part of that, we want to give to our artists, because we know how important it is to pay artists. We don't believe in working for free. Like, you know, even though people can work for, you know, out of the kindness of their hearts, you know, and not expect anything in return, we still want to keep ourselves accountable and, you know, pay the people who helped us bring our project to life.
That's very noble of you, because so often people think that artists don't want money, don't need money, and don't deserve money.
Right. Like, that's absurd. We have families, we have bodies, like we have house, like, you know, we have to take care of ourselves, and everyone has bills, you know, everyone might have, not everyone, but we all have like student debt. Ashley and I do, you know, and we know how $100, $200, you know, we know how that can go like a long way. So we're hoping in the future with, you know, as big as we get in the future, we're hoping, you know, to receive more donations so that we can keep art alive and also keep our artists alive, because I don't believe in starving artists.
Neither do I. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. I consider starving artists the term to be like the N-word. I really do.
Ugh.
No, I really do.
Oh, man.
I really do. No, it's wrong, because if I can just get on a soapbox, box for a second, I just feel that because as artists, we have a talent and a gift that most people don't have. And whenever something goes wrong in someone's business, they always ultimately hire in someone that's an artist to sort of bring their particular product or service or whatever it is that they're doing to the public attention. So it's wrong for artists to starve when we have a talent that most people don't have. Okay, I'm done. I'm finished preaching. Okay, there you go. So tell me more about like how Stages of Luff will be presented, because I know that you are working with visual artists and you're also working with performing artists.
And poets.
Yes, poetry's big.
There's a three element. So yes, yeah, so kind of going back to Stages of Luff, that was the premise of our idea, but to even go further in depth, there's five stages, right? Camille and I were able to identify what is, as from a woman's perspective, y'all men, we can't really tell, be talking about y'all perspective. Mm-hmm. This is from a women of color perspective of what love is and the stages that we go through. So the first stage is bliss. The second stage is lust. The third stage is disillusionment. The fourth stage is transformation. And the fifth one is self-reflection. And the way it's all set up is we first got the poem and we got the poet to do a voice recording. Then the next step was getting a artist to paint. For example, you, Tony, you're part of it.
No, it's not about me, but go ahead.
But it's true, but you're part of it. I said, Tony, I'm thinking about yellow because it's bliss and kind of giving you ideas, but wanted the artist to have that free form.
Right.
And then we looked for the performer, which is the mover, because the mover, she is going to get all that influence, improv or choreography from the voiceover. And that's how we're going to do it. And this is going to be the hardest thing that Camille and I are really going to try to do, is how in our best way to make the camera like the audience lens.
Oh,
I want it to be as active of a short film or a feature film. Make it active, not too passive of a lens.
Did you find that you, because I remember when Ashley communicated this to me initially, she said she wanted a strong, strong image that projected love. And I appreciate that, because for many artists, you give somebody to depict something that is not necessarily tangible and intangible, like love, there's something that's very whimsical about it. And it gives you the opportunity to let yourself go. So often an artist will have to do something because the client wants this. And so you have to paint that. But you had like, you're depicting something that's an intangible. Love is an intangible, although people can say they've been there and they felt it, but no one ever actually sees it in the flesh, if you know what I mean.
That, especially with women, this is be Black women and Latina women, you know what I mean? Like, but like with natural hair.
Right, natural hair. As I'm painting the dreadlocks and everything, yes.
Without makeup. Also, that's another thing. I want very basic makeup. I just want us to be in our true form. And we're gonna be filming in the Bronx. Tell it, Camille.
In the Bronx. Yeah, Bronx, New York. Yes.
Yeah, that's where we're from. You know?
Yes, no, I hear it. I hear it. It's obvious to me, you know? And I used to live near there. And it actually, Anthony was from the Hudson Valley that made the comment about how we sound, you know, at certain areas, certain spots in this like area, this pocket that we live in the New York metropolitan area. But it's interesting to me that you wanted to depict love. Now, you said that the mover, that would be the actress. And I'm wondering who's going to be actually playing the part of the person that is in love.
Well, they're all in love. They're all in love in different ways, right? So, example,
correct,
right? Bliss. That's the happy love, right? That's the it's almost like firing away of like, oh, this feels so good. But it's just that pureness, that it's not there's no sexuality about it completely yet. It's just like cutesy flirting, thinking about like kindergarten again, right? It's like, oh, I like you, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
right, like bliss has like a certain innocence to it. Specifically like our first stage of love, Ashley and I, we were trying to figure out what would we actually call each stage, right? And we all feel like in the beginning, you know, it's a story. Love is a story, you know, among other stages like in a person's life. So like when you're in love, things start out really happy all the time, right? You're innocent. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you like me, I like you, you know. And I feel like that's a phase we constantly get into after each relationship ends, a new one begins. And we just wanted to really dive deeper into that journey and see, you know, what happens to that person when they're in love, you know, what happens after bliss, you know, after that honeymoon phase, you know, what is that honeymoon phase like, you know? And so with each stage, we asked different poets and, you know, different artists to, you know, give us their experience of, you know, what lust means to them, what bliss, disillusionment means to them. You know, that's my favorite stage, you know, being the the writer of that stage, the poet of that stage. Like, I used a lot of my personal experience in that poem. And it felt really good to have that be an influence for, you know, the painting, even though I was the one who painted it as well. But also like the soundtrack that we put to each of the voiceovers and, you know, the sounds that can help the actress and actors for these stages. We want them to get that auditorial, you know, visualization and just all your senses together to create a story with their bodies.
So they were able to use their bodies to express it. And I mean, I imagine that someone would have been in love. I mean, you sound like you guys know something about being in love. I know I do.
Maybe.
And I'm looking to be in love again. I'm always looking for that. It's okay. It's a beautiful thing.
Girl, you could be in love with yourself right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Self-love, yes.
Self-love is where it starts. It's like a natural high. That's the way I describe it. It's like you feel like you're walking on a cloud. It feels like that, as I recall, when you fall in love. So everybody in this play, it will be performing a stage of love. And also, I wanted to ask you a question about how far along you are in this play. Like, when do you expect it to actually be released?
So we're going to be filming around September, which is right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
So we're really going to aim for December.
Oh.
You know, hopefully one month, if it has to be 1 month and a half of editing and making sure everything is top shape. And then the remainder, just, you know, marketing it as much as possible.
Right.
And then a live screening. And then after that live screening, it will live. And a video.
It will live on forever.
Yes, it will live on forever. I believe that. I'm very impressed with the fact that I know this for a fact that you're very strategic about making sure the work gets out. And I say that because you check in with the artists, you know, to see how far along they're going, to see if they're actually doing the work. Because so often some artists, they'll all of a sudden cram at the end of a project and you realize, oh my God, they expect this thing in like 2 days and you barely started it. But you actually check in with the artist periodically just to see how it's going.
Yes, organization, it's so important for me. If without it, it's just like I'm a mess. It just makes me, you know, shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just part of the organization. And also to say like, hey, like Camille and I are giving 100% to you, and we're fundraising and trying to make sure that we're able to allocate this budget. This is what we expect out of you, right? The least that person can do. So just, and sometimes it's just a reminder, right? It's like homework, right? College, time management is up to you. You can wait until the last minute, but it's not going to be as good quality. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's magical, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes you have to start early, even if it's a sketch, right? Or even if later on, maybe a week before the due date, the masterpiece comes about, but the sketch has to be be there at least.
You could appreciate that. An artist, I think, can appreciate you for that.
Yeah, I want to add to that. And I feel like Ashley forgot a really important part, as important as organization is to us, because, you know, we run off of communication and organization on a daily basis, running this theater company, this theater art hybrid. We love checking in with people that we're working with, whether it's for a fundraiser event or, you know, for this film, mainly because you don't know what's happening in someone's life. And, you know, we want people who we work with to feel comfortable enough to be vulnerable with us, because being an artist, we're basically asking you to be vulnerable for us and in front of everybody who's going to see your work. So I feel like it's also an important part in what we do when we check in, and our artists and our poets and our actors, you know, everyone is in a different mindset. And, you know, the safe space Ashley and I wanted to create within Envision Artist Company is a community of artists, you know, who are there for each other. And so part of that is like, you know, we are advocates for mental health, and we understand, like, if your mind isn't right, then your art won't feel as connected to you as you might have wanted it to. So that those are two parts of it that Ashley and I, we both play. We're like, we want to keep you in check, you know, make sure everyone is accountable, you know, but we also want to make sure you're good, you know, and let us know, like, if there's anything we can do. I love to meditate. Ashley is really good at expressing, you know, emotions and feelings, like, through words and actions and movements. And so, you know, we have a lot of sessions and rehearsals with the way we keep in touch with our artists and actors. So I wanted to add that part too, because we really do care about everyone who we're working with. And we have some amazing, talented people. And, you know, we want people to feel comfortable to grow with us as we grow too.
It's interesting that you said that you're advocates of mental health. I had a conversation maybe an hour ago about how artists often suffer from mental illness, and it actually fuels their art sometimes. Some people became artists because of a mental illness. I'm just wondering how that might play into this, because, you know, when you fall in love, as I recall, and it's been a little while since I've been in love, you feel like you've lost your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the bliss.
I'll answer that question. I suffer from anxiety, and I know that's a very common, you know, mental health issue that a lot of people have and might not want to admit, but being an artist really helps me with my anxiety. And, you know, sometimes I have good days, you know, where, oh my gosh, I'm able to get out all of my emotions onto paper or a canvas, you know, or into a script or however my mind is working that day. And, you know, I feel proud of myself. And then there's other times where I'm like, oh my God, I'm an artist. Why am I not creating? So I think there's definitely, you know, a spectrum when it comes to mental health and, you know, mental illness. But I feel like art is something that definitely can merge the two into some kind of, I want to say, beautiful picture, you know, because art heals, and art has always been very healing for me ever since I was a little girl and up until now as an adult. You know, it's really fascinating how art has still been that cushion, that shoulder for me to always lean on and resort to when things aren't so good. And I feel like, I don't know if Ashley might have had like experiences like that too, but I think she has, you know, when it comes to acting. And she, you know, we've had conversations, you know, when you feel like your whole self, right, when you're acting.
I to piggyback from what Camille was saying, to really, you know, to also to talk about what you said, Tony, that's a very fine line, right? Like, yes, yeah, sometimes with a person, a mental disorder, it can lead into pure beauty, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes a person to create that beauty, sometimes it results to that person's mind decaying, right? The boundaries are down. So I think with the, you know, what's really important of like how to marry the two of mental health resources, right? To make sure that if a person does need to have medication, that is the right one, right? That these professionals are listening to their patients. They're not just prescribing anything, but also finding the elements of that. Yes, art is very like healthy and healing. I also deal with anxiety and I see a therapist. So having that two worlds where I can talk to a therapist, where the therapist actually makes me feel, you're not crazy, Ashley.
You're right.
And are validated.
I'm just laughing because I'm imagining if my therapist actually said to me, well, you know, the problem is, Tony, that you're crazy.
Right.
Imagine your therapist telling me you're crazy. That would be great.
I love that the three of us have therapists. Like, I love it. It's so healthy.
It is healthy. I think that it's more common than not, to tell you the truth. But I don't know for sure, but I believe it is. I know a lot of artists do have mental illnesses. I'm thinking about a male artist, Jackson Pollock, was mentally ill.
Vincent Van Gogh, you know, he had his own friend, you know, depression. I guess, you know, again, like really checking in. So like, for example, like that therapist is not, you know, that wasn't nice. Like, no, like you're not crazy. You know what I mean? Like, we are not crazy. Our brains can be created in a different way, and we may need that extra help just to be, you know, quote unquote normal, in the sense of loving yourself, right? Going to sleep, like doing those healthy things to have a better tomorrow.
Yeah, eating.
We have a long way to do to with the mental health, you know, much longer way, but it's a start.
Well, it's important to get your beauty sleep. You know, because when you wake up in the morning and you've rested, you look in the mirror and you actually see something good.
Exactly.
I think that's interesting. And I think that it's not unusual for artists to have problems for various reasons. Perhaps the lack of acceptance of your choice of endeavors is diminished or dismissed as being irrelevant.
Exactly. The theater, acting, dance has definitely saved me. It's a spiritual thing for me. Without this, I feel like I'm nothing. I don't have any purpose.
Wow. Well, you're not living out the purpose that you feel you're here for. Do you guys teach at all?
We were just talking about that, Tony.
Oh, wow.
You were just talking about that.
We have it in mind, you know, as ways to expand our services throughout Envision Artist Company. Just because we have, you know, expertise in different areas of art. And so Ashley's expertise would be in acting and dance. She's a great dancer. And, you know, my expertise would be in writing. You know, I love to write, and helping other poets, you know, with their poetry and, you know, reaching the audience. I feel like that's basically what I went to school for. And so we wanted to essentially, in the future, sometime, we don't know when yet, we're balancing and juggling so many artistic projects, you know, we don't want to burn ourselves out.
Yeah, it's hard to wear a lot of hats. Who is your technical support?
Jared.
Yeah, Jared's our guy. He's our tech guy. He's our production manager.
Actor. He's a trade staff master.
I think he's also a producer, you know, he's a jack of all trades, just like the rest of us. And so, you know, he's like our missing piece in Envision Artist Company. He's been such a big help from the very beginning when we wanted to create Stages of Love into a gallery, like a more immersive gallery.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That was the plan until coronavirus.
Yeah. So tell the audience how coronavirus, like COVID-19, had affected your projects, because I think the coronavirus was, for most people, just sprung on us. Artists in particular have had to reinvent themselves. We've all reinvented ourselves. I've done it. You've done it. Tell me about your experience with the virus and how it's affected what you're doing.
To be completely honest, one thing bad habit to happen to us is that our like survival job made us become unemployed.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But on the business of like our theater, like we've been the most generated, most like, let's create. Like that's the best thing. Like this COVID-19 made us more proactive, much more doers, much more like, this is what we want to do. Let's do it right now. Like, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. So in a way, you know, you know, we during COVID, we became a C Corp.
You stepped up and you actually made yourself like a solid entity. That's significant. That is very significant. Not everybody would even think to do that. Brava for you ladies.
Thank you so much. Honestly, it the way everything unfolded, it just, you know, unfortunately, you know, coronavirus is killing people and that's a real thing. And it's awful. Like I have people close to me who are affected by it in a, yeah, in a traumatic way. And, you know, my heart goes out to them and, you know, we always give our best energy towards them. But for our business specifically, Envision Artist Company has been able to grow under the circumstances of COVID-19. And I think it's mainly due to the reason so many of us are stuck at home. And most of us are artists, you know, who, you know, probably have lost their jobs and, you know, we just don't know what to do with ourselves. And so Ashley and I were saying, no, we're not going to be inactive. We're going to be proactive. We got people out there who need to know that they matter, that, you know, they're supported and we care about their art and their talents. And, you know, we decided to just go super hard for them because
especially Black,
we are them.
So you've really stepped up to the plate. And instead of like, you know, I know a few artists that have became completely, they were deflated by it. They just became immobilized. That's, I guess everybody responds to it in a different way. And I have to just say that the stages of love, you have 5 stages. It's almost like the stages of grief.
Yes, it's just the same thing. But here's the difference. The grief is acceptance, right? But with self-love is not just acceptance. It's self-love, right? It's being okay with there's no answer. And also, what can I control? You're going into this actual realization of there's no one answer. It's so more than just acceptance, because acceptance could be, well, my life sucks. Okay, but what are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with it? For us, like self-reflection, you know, is that stage, you know, that can be its own journey. And so that's a really important part of, you know, our stages of love that we feel artists and whoever have ever been in love, you know, can attest to, or at least relate to that point of self-reflection. Like, wow, look at all I've been through. You know, what am I going to do from here? Am I going to go back into this whole cycle again? Or am I going to create a new path for myself with all that I've learned so far?
It's nice that you recognize that you have choices.
Absolutely. We all have a choice. And we want to, you know, we want to show people and, you know, especially, you know, Black men and women, you matter, your choices matter, your talents, you yourself as a person, you know, you can choose to do whatever you want to do with your life. But we just want you to know that you are loved and it's important to love yourself
and you're seen.
I think it's a very important show that you're doing, a very important project. But I just want to say, as far as, you know, Black people in love, to have a production like that is good, because I think so often, especially, I don't want to say especially because I don't know everyone. And I'm sort of like, I have a global thinking about people in general. But I think very often Black women are thought of as being simply lustful.
Yeah.
You know, yes. And that, you know, when in fact the capacity for love is huge. I think the same is for Black men, that they're considered just simply just basically lustful. But no, love is the thing. As human beings, we're really, my opinion, made to love. That's what we're made for. I think that the Black people have a tremendous capacity for love because of the things that we've been through. Not everyone can empathize with or even want to believe. And I really commend you ladies for doing this project. I think it's excellent. Tell the audience how they can be in touch with you if they want to discuss it with you or learn more about the project.
So feel free to visit our website, envisionartistcompany.org. And from there, you can reach out to us at our Gmail, envisionartistcompany@gmail.com. You can email us and tell us your thoughts. Tell us you want to work with us. You know, you can donate to us.
I was going to say, tell you that they want to make donation to the cause.
Definitely. We have a GoFundMe. You can feel free to visit our Instagram, our Facebook. We have our GoFundMe links in our website link. yeah, just feel free to donate whatever you want. It could be, you know, $5, $10, $100, $500. Sky is the limit, you know, $100,000. You know, we are investing in people, and, you know, we're just asking people to invest in people who invest in the arts.
Well, it sounds to me like this is just the beginning for you ladies. I really feel like it. And there will be more. And I do want to talk to you again as the project advances and moves forward, especially as we get into the fall and in the winter. And I imagine things will change a bit as this virus, I hope, gets under control. You know, I'm not going to predict anything because I don't know.
We need a vaccine. That's how it's going to get under control.
We need a vaccine.
Yeah, that's, they say it's 2 years away, you know, eventually. And it will happen, but
we need it like today, ahora.
Yes, right now, exactly.
Cardi B said, people are dying.
People are dying, you know, they are. People are dying, and people at the cusp of the virus, I can attest it from this myself, on the cusp of relationship, had to end, slam the door shut, can't do it. You know, made the date, can't go, nothing's open. And so there's a bittersweet thing to it. But I want you guys to come back on.
You got it.
And we're going to talk about this project because I think love, I just love being in love. And I know that I'll be in love again. I feel that in working on the project that you were so gracious to invite me to participate, I really believe I will manifest it through this project.
Girl, I'm going to say it right now. Tony. I'm gonna say December 2021, you're gonna find somebody.
December 2021? That's more than a year away. I don't know if I'll still be around.
Love takes time. Love takes time.
Keep our hearts open. I think that will solve all the problems in the world. You know, I really believe that. Well, ladies, Camille and Ashley, I really appreciate you so much, you know, and I know that you guys will probably have many loves. You have a lot of time ahead of you, so there'll be others.
Oh, you know? Thank you.
You know, and you deserve it. And I think that this is the kind of play screenplay that I believe it'll go on for a long time. I see that. That's what I predict.
Thank you. We love that. I appreciate you so much and your vision for Envision.
So listen, ladies, I know I'm going to be seeing you, I think, in September, and I'm looking forward to it. So we will stay in touch. I'm going to say goodbye to the audience. I'm going to thank everybody for coming to listen to the Energy Stoners Cafe. This was such a great show that it's going to be hard to top. But come back next time because, as I always promise, I look for the most interesting people on the planet. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.